This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allen Root. I got to do a quick change act between hour two and hour three of the show every week. All of you tuning in to Newsmax TV probably have no idea. I pop up. I think I look pretty well-groomed and nicely coiffed. Always have a nice suit and a nice tie on. One of the world's great men's collections of suits and ties. I'm a clothes horse, man. I love dressing. But you realize I'm dressed like a radio host. I go straight from a two-hour workout. I mean, a grueling workout. Straight to doing my radio show, then rush a shower between hour one and hour two, and then between hour two and hour three, get out of my jeans and a shirt and get into a suit and a tie. I've become like one of those people during the Oscar ceremonies who goes from act to act and dresses up in one outfit and then comes back and dresses up in another one for another song or another performance or another award to hand out. Just wild. This is what I do every day. So it's just it's a routine at this point, but I've got it down, man. Got it down. Way down the route. War Now! On USA Radio, as well as the third hour on USA Radio, becomes my power hour on Newsmax TV. We call this third hour Root Reaction, the aftermath, because this is the end of the day. Everything's already happened that's going to happen. It's already happened. You know, the media's lazy. The media, you notice almost nothing happens after 6 at night on the East Coast and on weekends. Why is that? Is that because nothing really happens or because they won't cover it? You know, pretty much everything that's ever covered by the media has got to be 9 to 5 because they want to go home at 6 and they want to go home for the weekend, so there can't be any big news over the weekend. So everything big has already happened, or at least what they're going to report has already happened, and I'm here to report on the aftermath and give my reaction. That's why it's called Root Reaction, the aftermath. Great show for you tonight in Trump land. Another great day. Democrats are self-destructing like nothing I've ever seen in my life. Democrats actually nominated in their primary in Georgia. The winner is named Stacey Abrams, an African-American woman, first black female candidate to win a major party primary for governor of Georgia ever. And they're all proud of themselves. Of course they are, because they play race politics and identity politics. You know, it's like I'm Jewish. Oh, my God, there's a Jewish person running. Oh, my God, fantastic. What if they're horrible? Do you applaud because they're horrible? This woman is horrible. And so they've elected someone or nominated someone who has zero chance to win. She is never going to win the governorship of Georgia. So that's good. Another good day for us. Stacey Abrams believes in reparations for black Americans and free college for everyone. And so I hope, I pray, that's your campaign message. Good luck winning the election in Georgia. Maybe in California that works just fine. But in Georgia, that's not going to fly. People with common sense don't vote for people who believe in reparations. By the way, I'm Jewish. Should I run for president of Germany and demand, or prime minister of Germany, and demand reparations for all Jews because of what happened 75 years ago that I don't even remember anymore, that I had nothing to do with? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And then to make things even better for us in Trump land, the Democratic Party now thinks they have a new message for their 2018 midterms, drain the swamp. If they really think that's going to fly by stealing Donald Trump's line, which has every Republican believing it's the perfect line because they are the swamp, the Democratic Party, and you think you're going to make believe you're not the swamp by saying drain the swamp and stealing the very same line that we use, good luck in the election. If you're that creative, who's going to elect you president, senator, congressman of anything? Can you imagine? You couldn't run a Dairy Queen if you think that's your message. You couldn't even run a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I wouldn't let you mop the floors of the bathroom at a Starbucks now that they let homeless people use the bathroom if that's what you think is a campaign slogan. You couldn't even make up one of your own, a bad one? Democratic Party, Donald Trump's destroyed them. They're on the run. This is like the Cowboys against the Indians in 1870. You know what I mean? The Indians thought they ruled the West, and I think what happened to them is terrible, by the way. And I've read so many books on the American West, one of my specialties, and I'm kind of on the side of the Indians that they were brutalized. They were treated badly. I'm ashamed of what we did to them. But still, it's interesting to note that we came along and we routed them. That's what Donald Trump has done to the Democratic Party. The Indians never knew what hit them. From the moment we got there, they never knew what hit them. They were done. They were finished from the moment we got there. And so that's what Donald Trump has done to the Democrats. You know, it's like Moe, Curley, and Larry, and they're all slapping each other in the face, and the Democrats don't even know what the hell to do. They're getting hit from every direction by Donald Trump. It's great. More idiocy, insanity, and dysfunctional to the Democratic Party. West Hollywood had Stormy Daniels Day today and gave the porn star the key to the city. They're so proud of her. A porn star has been given the key to the city of West Hollywood. You know, I've seen the weather forecast. The Wayne Root meteorologist forecast for West Hollywood is stormy, dysfunctional, and mentally ill. These people are crazy. If you think giving a key to the city to Stormy Daniels is going to be an election winner, wow, I want the Democrats to try that one. And how about this one? I've been saying for days now that MS-13 is our winning issue, MS-13. And this is why Democrats are sinking on the generic polls. And if they ever took a poll of Trump against anyone, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, you're all finished. Trump's going to rout you. Going to be a landslide. MS-13 is such a great issue. Let's keep talking about it all day long. And let's keep calling them animals, 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 animals. Have I said it strongly enough? MS-13 is animals. They're not human. They shouldn't be treated as humans. They're animals. Rout them. Deport them. Give them the death penalty. Give them life in prison. They're animals. You're never going to lose with that issue. But the Democratic Party, they're going to lose with that issue. They come to the defense of MS-13. Donald Trump gets it. You know, I really do think, I don't think my ego's out of control. I think Trump watches this show every day. I think he checks out my Twitters, my tweets, my Twitter feed. I think he checks out my commentaries at Root for America. Because everything I say, he's doing and saying the next day. Everything for 4 years now, actually, so the 2 years he ran for office and the year and a half he's been in office. So 3.5 years, my advice comes out of Donald Trump's lips. Because either he understands good advice when he hears it, or he's just a brilliant guy we think alike. Because we're both in the streets of New York. I don't know which one it is. Probably a combination of the two. But I'd like to think that some of my advice is helping. And I'm telling you, it comes out the next day. What did I tell him? I told him, keep on this. Don't let the issue fade away. Keep it in the headlines day and night. And sure enough, Trump said today, Wednesday, he doubled down on his use of the term animals to describe some immigrants living illegally in the USA. By the way, that's not a way to put it. Some immigrants living illegally in the USA. Some illegal criminal, murderer, rapist, gangbangers is the way to put it. But this is The Hill, which is a very moderate publication. Speaking at an event in New York about the MS-13 gang, Trump rebuked critics who said the term was inappropriate and reiterated that he used it to refer to gang members only. I called them animals, and I was met with rebuke. These are people. These are not people, he said. These are animals, and we have to be very, very tough. These are not people. The president sparked controversy last week using that word animals. During the meeting at the White House, California sheriff told Trump she was frustrated by her state's laws that limit the ability of law enforcement to enforce federal immigration laws, especially against MS-13 members. And Trump responded, these aren't people. These are animals, and we're taking them out of the country at a rate that's never happened before. Only Trump talks like that, and Wayne Root. You know, you got to be from the streets of New York. All these fancy Ivy League elitists don't talk like that. Well, the people love it when Donald Trump talks like that. So it's fantastic. So keep bringing up animals and let liberals defend MS-13 gangbangers with tattoos up and down their faces, up and down their arms. Not just any tattoos. Tattoos about murder. Tattoos about rape. Tattoos about the most horrible things you can ever imagine. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said if the media and liberals want to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term the president used is strong enough. And so keep bringing it up. Okay, what did I bring up yesterday? My commentary that will be in the Las Vegas Review-Journal tomorrow, that Obama knew about everything. And by the way, you're being nice when you say Obama knew about all of the spying. Obama didn't know about it. He ordered it. But Trump said today, I think it's going to be pretty obvious, Obama knew about Spygate. And so I'm telling you, if you're going to take down Spygate, and you're going to put Brennan in jail, you're going to put Clapper in jail, you're going to put Hillary in prison, you're going to put the FBI leadership in prison, you're going to put the DOJ leadership in prison, if you can ever accomplish that, and if that's your goal, which it should be, to enforce the rule of law in the United States and make sure no one ever does this again. If that's your objective, then you got to put Obama in jail. If Obama knew about it, acknowledged it, supported it, coordinated it, or ordered it, it doesn't matter. Whether he ordered it or just accepted it, Obama's administration was the one spying on Trump. They committed the gigantic crimes. And then what else did I say yesterday? The reason I knew Obama did it is the way he treated me as his Columbia College classmate with the IRS. He went after me. He sicked the IRS on me. He weaponized the IRS. He tried to destroy me. He tried to ruin me. He tried to silence me. So I knew that, you know, if he was mad over me saying never saw him, never heard of him, never met him in college, he is the Manchurian candidate, he is the mystery of Columbia, he is the ghost of Columbia, if that made him mad and that enraged him and that ordered him to sick the IRS on me, then can you imagine how mad he got when Trump questioned his birth certificate and whether he was even born in the United States or whether he's an African from Kenya? I knew that got under his skin worse than even me, and so he hates Trump with a passion, so of course he tried to ruin Trump. Of course he's the one who ordered the spy. Well, now it comes out, WikiLeaks tells Donald Trump, WikiLeaks, that Obama already did it to the French. He ordered the CIA to hack all the French presidential candidates. We were listening in on all of them. So you think he even thought twice about listening in on Trump? You still think Obama is a nice guy, a fair guy, an even-handed guy? He was listening in on world leaders of our allies. You don't think he was listening in on Benjamin Netanyahu? Of course he was. He hates Netanyahu. He hates Israel, Obama did. So you know he was listening in on Netanyahu. And the only person he hates more than Netanyahu is Trump. So he tried to sabotage Trump's campaign. He tried to listen in on Trump and frame him for crimes. And he tried to take all the information of the campaign and give it to Hillary. These are the things that Obama did, I guarantee you. My name is Wayne Allen Root. On my name, on my parents who love, I love, who are in heaven, I promise you, Obama was in charge of the spying of Trump, and he needs to pay. Wayne Allen Root, worn out. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email WayneRoot@gmail.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. A little housekeeping information for you. The call in number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Light them up now. 833-WAR-TALK. I'll be taking calls throughout the show. No guests tonight. I just left it open for you. 833-927-8255. If you are listening, you can watch this show on DirecTV Channel 349, Dish TV Channel 216, and many cable systems around the country, including Fios and UVerse and CenturyLink and many others. If you are watching right now, you can listen to my show 3 hours a day, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. First of all, call your local conservative talk radio station and let them know you want them to pick up War Now. And all they have to do is go to USA Radio. That's my syndicator. To become an affiliate of Wayne Root and USA Radio, just go to usaradio.com. But in the meantime, you can listen to us 3 hours a day on the TuneIn app. Just get the TuneIn app on your iPhone or any other phone you've got. You just get the TuneIn app. It's free. And you just listen to the show. And you type in KBDT for Big Dallas Talk. KBDT, flagship station of USA Radio in Dallas, Texas. Big Dallas Talk. KBDT. Big Dallas Talk. You can also get the Newsmax TV app and watch the show for free, an app on your phone. Watch it every day. So lots of cool ways to get this show. My website is root4america.com. My email address is wayneroot@gmail.com. I love hearing from you. You see my energy. It's through the roof, and it's for you that's through the roof. And I love getting your emails. It's what charges me up to know you like the show, to know you enjoy the show, to know so many of you say you're addicted to the show. You can't wait till the moment the show starts, or the moment you get home and it's been TiVo'd, you've recorded it, and it's ready to go. That is so energizing to me. It's why I bring my A-game every day. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I don't answer everyone, but I look at everyone. I read them all, and I try and get back to many of you. If you want to email Newsmax, let them know what you think about this show. It's war@newsmax.com. And if you want to get my tweets, every single day I probably send out 20 or 30 tweets a day about important issues. Just go to Twitter and go to @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. All right, breaking news. FBI agent at the Mike Flynn interrogation is ready to testify against Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and James Comey. They're all in so much trouble. I keep telling you they're going to prison, and I'm telling you they will. And then you have Jay Sekulow, the attorney for Trump, the attorney for Donald Trump, announced Wednesday he's the guy at the head of the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ, I guess to play on ACLU. It's a conservative version of the ACLU, the ACLJ. And he announced that through a FOIA lawsuit, Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, he has uncovered thousands of documents showing the Clinton Foundation is about pay to play. We've uncovered a favor factory between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. Thousands of documents show pay to play between Hillary and the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. How many times have I told you the Clinton Foundation is nothing but a scam, a charity scam and a government scam and just the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of mankind? All right, and then finally, before we get to calls, the biggest news story of the day has got to be, I've saved the best for last, the NFL. They've got a new policy that bans kneeling during the national anthem. Now, some of you will say it didn't go far enough because they gave the players an out. They said, if you don't want to kneel, if you want to kneel and you don't want to stand for the national anthem, then you can't come out on the field. You got to stay in the locker room. So you know many players will stay in the locker room. Entire teams may stay in the locker room. I don't know. It may happen. Certainly one or two teams may decide to stay in the locker room. I don't care. That's okay. I'm not going to quibble over that. That's a win. There's no other way to see it. We won. Trump won. The American people won. Patriots won. Veterans won. Anyone who loves the flag won. Anyone who loves the national anthem won. Anyone who loves the Star Spangled Banner won. That's a win. We made the NFL capitulate. We brought the NFL to their knees. Excuse the pun. Because that's what it is. This knee issue, kneeing during the anthem, we brought the NFL to their knees. We made them change the rule so the players cannot kneel. That's a win. Accept it as a win. Don't complain. Don't see the glass as half empty. See it as half full. We won. Hashtag winning. And by the way, I've said this all day in numerous interviews and on my website and on Twitter, right? And sure enough, who picks up on it is Vice President of the United States Mike Pence. He put hashtag winning, just like Charlie Sheen, just like Wayne Root. Winning. And people criticized him. And they said, what did you win? We won. Trust me, we won just like we're winning the MS-13 issue. We're winning all these symbolic issues that matter, and then we're winning the substance, too. Tax cuts, regulation cuts, killing the Obamacare mandate, destroying ISIS, bringing home the hostages from North Korea. The list is long. Lots of good things happening. Soon, I believe, we will repeal Obamacare. Good stuff happening. Donald Trump just plowing through, just destroying the Democratic Party. Victory after victory. Winning. Hashtag winning. Now we beat the NFL. It's a win. Trust me. You know, liberals are freaking. The media is freaking. Sports Illustrated is freaking. They're all going nuts. And the players' union is freaking. And the players are freaking. We won. When you get liberals mad, we won. I wake up to make liberals mad. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. USA Radio News.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
President Trump updating the status of a possible summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Republican Senator Ron Johnson said enough is enough. It's time to truly understand what was going on inside the FBI under President Obama.
Congress is the representative of the American people, and the public has a right to know exactly what was happening in the Justice Department and the FBI under President Obama, and we simply don't. So what a number of us committee chairmen and committee members are trying to do is just get the basic information, primarily to restore the credibility of the FBI and the Department of Justice, which need to be beyond reproach for the, in the eyes of the American public.
A judge ruled today that President Trump cannot block his critics from following his Twitter feed as it violates the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, we're in the room. Welcome back. We got the liberals on the run. They're going nuts. Stormy's attorney, Avenatti, suddenly vanishes from CNN. After hundreds of interviews, he's gone. No one knows where he is. Harvard's law professor, Lawrence Tribe, tells CNN viewers, the only way to impeach Trump, you got to shoot to kill. You keep it up, guys. I'm telling you, all the same people are leaving the building. Your CNN ratings are collapsing, and nobody wants to vote Democrat anymore. Your candidates believe in reparations. You're all crazy. Did I ever use a term like shoot to kill Obama? Are you crazy? I didn't want to ruin my career. How come none of you seem concerned about ruining your careers? CNN star Don Lemon on President Trump. I think he's a racist. Yeah, okay. Everybody's a racist. Everybody's terrible. And how about the redacted messages? The lead story right now at Fox News is the redacted messages from Peter Strzok of the FBI to his lawyer lover, Lisa Page, saying the White House is running the Trump investigation. I'm telling you, Obama is the one who needs to go to prison. Obama's the one who spied on Trump. Why is that different than Nixon spying on the Democratic National Committee and the presidential campaign of George McGovern? It took me a second to remember who was he spied on. It was McGovern and the Democrats. Well, Nixon's been painted as this horrible human being because there was this break-in. Well, this is a break-in, but it's more of a, you know, now it's a high-tech break-in. You don't need to go into someone's headquarters anymore with burglar tools and a black cap on. Now you just ask some high-tech 21-year-old kid, right, to hack into the website and find out what someone's doing in their campaign, or you ask a judge with a fake FISA warrant, you ask them to just allow you to legally listen in on everything they're saying. These were crimes against Trump. Liberals are going nuts. Full meltdown. The full Monty, as they say. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this show. Only full-service precious metals firm in America, owned by a company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you can too. U.S. Gold Bureau has created a special limited-time opportunity just for Newsmax TV viewers and the audience of this show. If you've ever thought of buying precious metals, now's the time. Look at this beautiful coin. This is a silver eagle coin. Just for calling, they're going to send you a free silver eagle coin. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. It's uncirculated condition. It's from the U.S. Mint in brilliant uncirculated condition. It's 1 ounce of pure silver. And they're sending that to every one of you for calling. Free. No obligation. No cost. No shipping costs. No hidden fees. Why are they doing it? Because they are so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money short-term just for the chance to earn your business. So call them. I've always said call right now. They actually called me, the CEO of the company, said, Wayne, you're doing such a good job. The phones are ringing off the hook. Tell people not to call right now. Tell them to take down this number and call tomorrow during business hours because the phones are ringing off the hook and we don't have enough people to handle them after hours. So call tomorrow during business hours. Write this down, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, U.S. Gold Bureau, and call them and thank them for sponsoring this show. If you like Wayne Root, then I need my sponsors. And you're not going to have this show anymore unless these sponsors keep loving conservative talk radio. So tell them how much you appreciate them and love them and support them for supporting me, Wayne Root, so you get to watch this show. 800-885-4653, 800-885-GOLD. All right. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. Let's take some calls. Let's start with Marie in New Jersey. She's been waiting patiently. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. Expanding my consciousness.
Well, that's good. What are we expanding it over?
Excuse me?
In what way are we expanding our consciousness?
Well, I do a lot of research and a lot of reading.
Okay.
And that's how you do it. You have to learn.
And what have you found? What's the big thing you found?
Oh, I found a lot of stuff. But a lot of stuff that I find, a lot of people think, it's a conspiracy theory. I found something about Agenda 21 with the United Nations, and they think that's a conspiracy theory. But it's really what they had planned for the human society, you know, for the humans, for everyone. But first of all, I want to say, I want to wish, you know, Jesse Peterson a belated happy birthday. And I also want to tell you that your ties are just absolutely beautiful, especially the blue ones.
Thank you.
And my message tonight is this, that Hillary Clinton is an embarrassment for all the women who voted for her. If she couldn't handle losing and she whined for a whole year, how could she handle our country? I mean, there's never been a man who whined like that.
She's whined a year and a half. And she's still whining.
So how could she run a country? And this is these and the women that voted for her. I mean, this is who you wanted to elect as president.
The only thing I'll say to that is I'm going to be a little fair because I'm a guy. I'm going to tell you a guy that whined almost as bad as Hillary. No one's ever whined as much or for as long a period as Hillary, for as prolonged a period as Hillary. But Al Gore did whine for quite a while, and he still hasn't gotten over losing in the year 2000 to George W. Bush. I mean, obviously, it was a very close race, and it was the hanging chads. But, I mean, he never stops talking about it, and he's bitter beyond belief. But look what it did for him. It enriched his life. The loser became a billionaire with the topic of climate change. So it seems to me the booby prize was $1 billion. So Al Gore did okay with losing that election. But, boy, he never stopped complaining. So I'll say Hillary's number one all time is the biggest sore loser. Number two has to be Al Gore. So it's close. Marie, thank you for the call. Appreciate the expanded consciousness. Let's go with line three, Benny from Rhode Island. Benny, you're on with Wayne Root. We don't get too many Rhode Island calls. You guys are so liberal.
Yeah, I wonder why, Wayne.
How you doing?
I'm sure you know the reason. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to talk about, you know, we talk about all these people that are part of this Spygate, which I really believe that they're all involved. And you talk about let's put them in prison. They belong in prison. And I agree with you 100%. But what would really happen, Wayne, if that was the case, and they are all guilty? Can you just imagine what would happen in this country if these people all go to prison? There'd be another civil war.
Yeah, there probably would be. There's going to be rioting. Listen, you got to do what's
right.
How can
you say put them in prison? I agree with what you're saying. Let's put them all in prison. Put Obama in prison.
Well, Benny, I want to say something, and you respond to what I say, okay? I'm not saying put them in prison without a trial. I'm saying first you got to give them a fair chance, and let's see what happens at a trial. If they can be found innocent,
you believe they're guilty. I know you believe they're guilty. Just the way you come across, and I love it.
Yeah.
I believe they're guilty too. I think Brennan and Clapper they're notoriously lying about everything.
And the FBI leadership.
So I mean, you know what would happen in this country if we put them all in prison?
Well, if they get found guilty in a court of law, there's nothing anybody can do. You go away in shackles. There's nothing you can do about it.
Come on,
you know, you could have some riots. Really? You'll have some protests. But funded by George Soros, who cares?
50% of the country will have riots with.
Well, you know, it's...
Well, you know
it
that.
I mean,
I'm just telling you the way I feel. I think it's true.
Yeah. Hey, Benny, I wasn't too happy for 8 years under Obama. I despised the man. But yet, I respected the office of the presidency enough that I would never talk about assassinating him or we got to shoot to kill or a bullet to the brain or I hope someone kills him or I hope he dies of cancer. This is the stuff liberals say every day. I never did any of this. When Obama was president, they're a bunch of petulant little babies and they're a bunch of vicious people and they're a bunch of sore losers. And you know what? If your people committed crimes against the American people and used weaponized agencies like the IRS and the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ and tried to fix an election against Donald Trump and for Hillary Clinton and fix it so she didn't have to go to prison and then try and frame Trump and impeach him afterwards, you're going to have to go to jail. You're going to have to accept the consequences. I would not back off because there might be riots. I don't care. Got to do what we got to do to make the case there's a rule of law in this country. All right, Benny, thanks for the call. We don't get too many from Rhode Island. And Benny said, I'll bet you know why, because lots of blue liberals in that blue state. But they're blue right now because, let me tell you, Trump is running them over like a steamroller. Let's go with Tom from Southern California. Line four, Tom from Southern California. Tom, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Very good. I just want to make a comment that all these leaks that's coming out of the White House, I think most of them are probably coming from bugs that was put in by Obama's administration, CIA, NSA, or FBI, whatever, before they left, right before they left. I don't think there's any area that's not compromised. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, there's nothing you just said I can argue with. I agree. I'm not sure if what you mean, Tom, is bugs as in they placed listening devices, or you mean bugs as in they kept people in important places who are listening to these conversations and reporting back to the press and leaking them. It may be a combination of both. I wouldn't be surprised if there are bugs throughout all the important agencies, not in the White House, because obviously the CIA and the FBI and the Secret Service must sweep for bugs in the White House of the United States of America to prevent Russians from listening in. But if they may not sweep every agency, and if Trump has a conversation with an agency, maybe there's someone listening in on that conversation with that agency that shouldn't be listening in. So who knows where the bugs are, quote-unquote, or where the spies are, but they're everywhere. Obama's people are in every part of this administration because Trump didn't replace them all when he came in. It was like one man against the world. He got elected president with a campaign team of like two people. You know, it was like him and Corey Lewandowski and Hope. And that Hope Hicks, and that was it. And he got to Washington, and he had to fill like 15,000 jobs. And he had to interview 10 people for every job. So you have to interview 150,000 people. We didn't have the people to do that. Trump by himself is doing everything good that's going on. By himself. All by his lonesome. He's a one-man army. Remember that movie, The 300? Trump's the one. It's one against the whole Washington. And he's winning. It's actually amazing. Wayne Allyn, War Now. All right, when we get back, we'll take more calls. Phone number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll take your calls. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Way down the road, Warren, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the NFL. I think it's a big victory today. I had a guest on my radio show earlier, a black female conservative who is very good on every issue. We agree, I'm sure, on 90% of issues, but actually had a little debate about the NFL because she thinks it's style versus substance. She thinks that this is just style. It's got nothing to do with substance. Who cares? It's a waste of time. It's the most unimportant issue in the world. We're not, you know, we're being distracted from the important issues that matter. And I think, as important as substance is, you get elected based on style. You know, Dukakis lost to George H.W. Bush. He didn't lose because of substance. He lost because there was an ad with him in a tank, and he looked like an idiot. He's a little shrimp. He was like a little 5'4" guy in a tank, and he looked like an idiot. He lost because there was a debate on national TV, and someone asked him, "You're against the death penalty?" He said, "Yeah." "What if someone murdered and raped your wife?" And he said, "Doesn't matter. I'm against the death penalty." And that was it. Every woman in America was turned off. They were like, "Oh, my God, what a loser this guy is. I understand you're against the death penalty, but if they murder and rape your wife, you're supposed to say, you know what, I really want to kill the guy myself with my bare hands." If you can't get up the emotions to say that, American women laugh at you. That was the end of Dukakis. He went from a 17-point lead to a 6-point loss, 23-point turnaround. And so, you know, I just think style is very important. And so as unimportant as it is whether NFL players kneel or not, in the scheme of things, what's important to me is taxes and regulations and the bills of Obamacare and ISIS and terrorism. Those are the important things, right? And peace, getting rid of the Iran treaty and peace in the Middle East and helping Israel and getting North Korea solved, right? All the problems there and solving the trade war with China. Aren't those all more important than whether an NFL player kneels? It has nothing to do with our lives. But it's symbolically very important. Very important. So give me a call. I'd love to know what you think. The phone number is 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. It's right on the screen. 833-927-8255. Love to hear what you think about the NFL today. And then if you are listening to this show at this very moment, and of course, the third hour of my show on the West Coast is the primetime drive time hour, so lots of people are listening right now. You may not be watching on DirecTV or on Dish TV or on Fios or on UVerse or many of the other cable systems around the country that get Warren Allen, Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. So if you can't get it on cable, some of you don't have satellite, and you can't get it on your local cable system, I want you to write this number down and call it tomorrow morning. It's 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Toll free anywhere in the United States to Newsmax TV And the minute you get on, you tell them where you live, you give them your zip code, they will connect you instantly to your local cable system provider. And you could tell them, I'm about to leave you if you don't get Newsmax TV. Otherwise, I'll go to DirecTV or Dish TV, and they will pick up Newsmax TV. I'm promising you that, you know, we make a difference. One or two or three or 20 people calling makes a huge difference. 844-500-6397. All right, let's grab Mike on line two. Mike, you're on with Wayne Ellerud. How are you?
All right. I know you were talking about the polls earlier for, like, the 2020 election. And I saw a poll. I saw a story here yesterday about according to a poll from Political Morning Consult.
Yes.
According to them, Trump is down 8 points to a generic Democrat, 36-44 with 20% undecided. And according to the article as well, apparently a 60% majority want to see Trump get challenged in the primaries. I wanted to just bring this article to your attention and get your comments on it.
Yeah, so here's my root reaction to that. It's the same exact polls that show Trump was losing by 16 points in the general election against Hillary Clinton, constantly down double digits. Some polls showed 16 points, and they're total crock. They're nothing. It's a joke. Morning Consult is a joke. They oversample Democrats. They ask all voters, not just likely voters. You know what the definition of a likely voter is? Someone who voted in the last election and says they're definitely going to vote in the next election. Those are the only ones that matter. Nobody else's opinion matters. Matter of fact, I would like to see the source of this one. I'm betting it wasn't even registered voters. I'll bet they just asked average people. Many of the polls just ask Americans on the street what they think. Well, they're not even registered to vote. So what they think does not matter. To us, anyway, I couldn't care less. If you didn't register to vote and you didn't vote in the last election, you're meaningless. If you registered to vote but you still didn't vote, you're meaningless. If you're not even registered, you're completely meaningless. So Rasmussen is what matters. They got the last election exactly right, and I'm telling you, they have Trump at 50% approval, and that means you'd win in a landslide. He won the last election where he was at 46% approval. He's far above where Obama was at this time. So trust me when I tell you, Trump is cruising to a big victory. And you could tell in the generic poll, Democrats were ahead by, I think it was 18 points, 17 or 18 points back in January, the generic congressional poll, and now we're ahead by six. That's a 25-point turnaround. You can't imagine that means Trump's going to lose. No, Trump's the one who's pulled up the entire, you know, the entire Republican Party slate has been pulled up by Trump, like Jack LaLanne pulling like 50 rowboats in San Francisco Harbor with his teeth. That's what Lane used to do. That's what Trump is doing to the Republican Party. Trust me, Mike, in California, Trump's not going to lose. We're going to win in November. I've been telling you that from the beginning. And then, and win big in the Senate. And we'll hold our own in the House. I think we'll do just fine. And then Trump's going to win so big in 2020. How do I know? Because he's doing great. He's knocking them dead. He's winning everything. Hashtag winning. Excuse me, Charlie Sheen. Hashtag winning. Wayne Ellerud, War Now. Don't forget, my website is RootForAmerica.com. And don't forget, my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot. And my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax. Tell me you like this show and you want more of it. War@Newsmax.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day with the holiday upon us, a great Memorial Day. All the veterans out there, we love you. All the cops love you. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.